Listen to Let It Happen on Saturdays at 1 p.m. till 2 p.m. for a little bit of psych, a little bit of pop, and a whole lot of... CFRC 101.9 FM.
Welsh music, it's not just about harps and male voice choirs. Wales has a thriving contemporary music scene, and you can check it out here on CFRC. I'm Ed Reed, and every Monday evening at 8, also streaming online via cfrc.ca, you can listen to the best rock, pop, and traditional music on Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music, here on CFRC 101.9. Enjoy! Nos mai da, croeso I Gynnyn Cymraeg Heddiw. Welcome to this week's edition of Today's Welsh Music. I'm Ed Reed, your host and producer. On this week's program, we'll feature artists from Powys and nearby areas, as well as a tune about Powys. Powys is the largest county in Wales by area, and it's mainly rural, and it borders England to the east. It covers a wide range of geographical areas, and though the county is not mainly Welsh-speaking, some areas have a high number of Welsh speakers, and these are the areas where most of the Welsh-language musicians in Powys come from. We'll kick off this week's program with a tune that I first heard traveling back to Wrexham from the Abergavenny Eisteddfod in 2016 when I was passing through Powys. This is Jen Janeiro with Powys Live Version.
Dude.
That was Powis from Gian Gennaro, the live version. Gian Gennaro was a band from Clan Roost in Dufferin Conwy, who were active from 2005 until around 2012. The band was known for a broadly lo-fi alternative sound, and they released two EPs, an album, and a single while they were active. Although the band is not from Powis or a nearby area, one of their best-known tunes was Powis, which originally came out on their Swimming Limbs EP. That was the very first release on the E Ka Ching label. A live version of the tune was included on the Fimpy Ka Ching compilation album, and this version is a great track. The band are Project Francis Rees, originated as a solo project from the musician Beth Pugh from Towan in South Gwynedd, bordering on Powis and not far from the town of Mahunthleth. The first Francis Rees EP, Galata Fiesta Glass, came out in 2022, and in late 2023, Francis Rees became a three-piece band. They released their second EP, Hello, in 2024, and played at the Eisteddfod and other venues that year. However, since then, the band has gone quiet, and I have heard that the newer members are now doing other things. But I hope that Francis Rees continues, as I very much enjoy their music. From their Galata Fiesta Glass EP, this is Francis Rees with Cavata Babser here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Oh,
That was Kavata Babsir from Francis Reese. Dalith Jenkins is a harpist who was originally from Croes Oswalt or Oswestry in English, which is a town in Shropshire in England on the Welsh border, where Welsh identity, including the Welsh language, lives on and is generally known as the most Welsh town in England. Dalith's family is originally from North Powys, and she maintained her Welsh identity while she was growing up. Later, she went to university in Abertawe and remained in that area to this day. She started her musical career as a member of different folk or traditional groups, and she then continued while she commenced her solo career in the late 1990s. To date, she's released 4 solo albums, as she's also recorded albums with her daughter Anharad. From her first album from 2012, this is Dalith Jenkins with Taith Gariad. Taith Gariad from Dalith Jenkins. You are listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. I'm Ed Reid, your host and producer. Lewis Meredith is a musician from Dolgellau in South Gwynedd, who emerged in the late 2010s with some music videos and digital music releases after being a member of a choir in his hometown. His singles, notably Nvefen, got some attention and airplay on Radio Cymru at the time, and he later formed his own band around him, retaining the name Lewis. In 2020, Lewis, L-E-W-Y-S, released a early album, Rubrin and Roule, which was well-received. But after a bit of touring, the band announced that they were transforming into the band Workhouse without an O. From their generally impressive debut album, this is Lewis with Roule. That was Roule from Lewis. KD was a traditional band that generally had an upbeat sound and was most associated with North East Wales, though the band leader Bryn Davis was from North Powys. The band was active in the late 1990s into the early 2000s, and like some other bands, they only had, to my knowledge, two recorded tunes, both on compilations. From the Ram Jam Saturday Die album, this is Key D with Oh Na Na Na, here on Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music.
Never mind, I 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 never m
Was Oh Na 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 from Key D. We'll finish off the first half of this week's program with a tune from Freddie Blino. Freddie Blino, the name is a take on the Welsh phrase Weddy Blino, which means tired, is a musician originally from Australia, but he currently lives in Llanidloes in Powys. The majority of his material is in English, but he's done a few Welsh tracks as well. And one of the most interesting of these is Benai Brycheiniog, a tune about what's known in English as Brecon Beacons, an area of natural beauty and a national park that's mainly in Powys as its southern end. This is Freddie Blino with Benai Brycheiniog. That was Bad Eye Brickinniog from Freddie Blino. You're listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw. Today's Welsh music, my name is Ed Reed. We're currently already on selected affiliate stations, including CFRC in Kingston, Ontario, KXCJ in Cape Junction, Oregon, KOPN in Columbia, Missouri, and Beware the Radio out of London, Yokovar. And you can also listen to all our programs on my Mixcloud page at mixcloud.com/EdReed1. Croeso and all. We'll kick off the second half of the program with a tune from Shan James. From her Dí Gusc album, this is Mind Bora and Ín Mór Buasaigh.
Thank you.
my Boronin Morbusig from Shan James. Shan James is a singer and harpist from Clanerville in North Powys, and she's had a fairly long career on the Welsh music scene, both in traditional music and in more pop type, what I might call crossover material. She released her first album on Sign in 1990, and to date she's released 10 albums, initially on Sign, and since 2000 on her own Recording I Boss label, which also releases material by other artists. Shan has also done many collaborations with other musicians over the years, and at the moment she's a member of the all-female folk-slash-traditional group Pedair, which has released 2 albums on Sign in recent years. One of her best-known albums was De Goose from 1999, which was definitely a crossover album that was quite popular at the time. And tracks from this album still get regular airplay on Radio Cymru to this day. The southwest of Powys incorporates the post-industrial town of Ystrangunlais, and culturally, this area is more a part of the Upper Swansea Valley that extends southwest to Abertawe, or Swansea, via a string of other towns. The area has historically been mainly Welsh-speaking, and a nearby town is Ystrafyrla, which is where the pioneering Welsh rock band Eturn Eye Coke came from. Hugh Chiswell was a member of this band, but after it split up, he started a solo career with more singer-songwriter to melodic rock material. And his first solo album came out in 1986, with his most recent album being in 2008. From his Rubith Orlais album, and also on the Kenny on Protest album, this is Hugh Chiswell with A Tivi Laith Ar Werth, here in Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. We'll be right back. That was a Timidite Thar Worth from He Chiswell. Ella and Acharis are two sisters from North Powys who've deep roots in the Welsh traditional music scene, as their father, John Gittins, was a member of the well-known traditional group Plethyn that was active between 1978 and 1995. The sisters had been performing informally for several years, but they reached a much wider audience over the last year or so, and they notably won the Tí Gwerin Battle of the Bands competition at the Eisteddfod for traditional musicians. Just prior to their winning the competition, they had their first recorded appearance on the Stevic Sparsai Tí Gwerin compilation. And from this album, this is Ella Acharis with A Gwythtiad.
Y gwyllaid yn y gwydd dewch ynghyd, Y gwyllau dyn y gwydd rhoi tarongol a'i di I gadw'n traed yn rhydd Mae hi'n bryd, mae hi'n bryd I gadw'n traed yn rhydd Mae hi'n bryd
That was a good tiad from Eleanor Kerris. You are listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. My name is Ed Reed. Check us out on Mixcloud, where you can listen to all our past programs at mixcloud.com/EdReed1. And for updates on our programs, follow our Facebook page at Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. Mahuntleth, in the western part of Powys, has become a bit of a center for more alternative forms of music in recent years. And one of the leading alternative bands to emerge from the town is Taihav Haim Trigolion, who started playing in their current incarnation in 2023. Prior to that, some of the band members had another project, Sachasan, who were mainly active in 2022 to 2023. Taihav Haim Trigolion, which means summer houses without residents, alluding to the long-term issue of second home ownership in Wales, which has a serious effect on local people and the Welsh language, is a properly alternative band, and they become more prominent in 2025 as they played at the Eisteddfod and also had a limited bit of airplay on Radio Cymru, but only really on Hugh Stevens' Thursday evening program, sadly. Their first album, Ein Album Cuntaf Ni, came out at the end of 2024. And from this album, this is Yonar. That was Yonar from Taihav Haim Trigolion. Osplen is another band or project from Mahuntleth, and they're an alternative traditional outfit formed around the musician Bethan Ruth. This is Osplen with their first single, Cameon All, which is also on their new EP. Here in Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. That was Cameo from Osclad. We'll finish off this week's program with a track from the group Cassette. Cassette was an alternative to mainstream rock band from Clanderville, the same village as Shan James, and not surprisingly, they recorded for her Recording I Boast label. Cassette emerged around 2016, and the band was comprised of three brothers, and they released their only album, Cassette 1, in 2017. The album was an excellent release that had some powerful tunes on it, but sadly, the band faded from the scene almost as quickly as they emerged. This is Cassette with Kayai Kefriden. We'll be right back. That was Kaya Gafridan from Cassette. We've come to the end of this week's program, and I hope you've enjoyed it. You've been listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, Today's Welsh Music, and my name is Ed Reid, and we'll have a new program for you next week. Hoover Metro.
Looking for a ride? Download the Modern City Taxi app to your mobile device and get to your destination quickly and safely while supporting a proudly Canadian local business, keeping your money in the community. Download the app now and get extra benefits like free advance booking, the ability to add your credit card and pay on the go, enjoying the freedom from price surging during high demand times. You can also call for a cab at 613-546-2222 any time of day or night for comfortable and speedy transportation. Serving Kingston since 1939, Modern Taxi proudly supports local radio and the Queens community. It is your number one service for fast local transportation. Learn more at moderncitytaxi.ca.
Tired of the same old playlist? Well, you have two options. Either turn the radio off